Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 14th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced four new iPhones featuring the new A14 Bionic chip and 5G internet capability. U.S. models will support both sub-6 gigahertz and millimeter wave 5G service. They also have stronger glass called Ceramic Shield, and the iPhone 12 has an OLED screen starting at $799. An iPhone mini with a smaller 5.4-inch screen starts at $699. The iPhone Pro adds a more powerful camera and LiDAR sensor with a 6.1-inch screen for $999. And the iPhone Pro Max has all of that plus a 6.7-inch screen and a few extra camera features for $1,099 and up. The iPhone 12 and iPhone Pro go up for pre-order October 6th, shipping October 23rd. The iPhone Pro Max and iPhone Mini go up for sale November 6th, shipping November 13th. Apple also announced it will include a three-month free trial of Apple Arcade for anyone who buys a new iPhone, iPad, Mac, iPod Touch, or Apple TV after October 22nd. The service normally costs $4.99 a month, and Apple is launching a bundle of services called Apple One later this year. Apple announced it will no longer include headphones or wall chargers with new iPhones, just the Lightning to USB-C cable. They can still be bought separately, though, and Apple has lowered the price. Each now costs $19 instead of $29. Apple introduced something called MagSafe for iPhone that uses the magnetic charging coil in the iPhone to snap specially made accessories to it. Apple is making a series of cases, as well as a charger, a wallet attachment, and the MagSafe Duo, which can charge an iPhone and an Apple Watch. Belkin is making a car mount and multi-charger dock, and more companies are expected to come. Finally, Apple announced a new spherical HomePod mini with volume buttons on top, a new S5 chip, intercom across HomePods, phones, tablet, and watch, and you can pair your HomePod minis together for stereo, just like the regular HomePod, though a mini and a regular HomePod cannot be paired together for stereo. HomePod mini comes in a fabric mesh covering in black or white for $99, pre-orders November 6th, shipping November 16th. In non-Apple news, Reuters sources say Huawei is in talks to sell its Honor smartphone unit. Honor phones are marketed as budget phones. Digital China, which distributes Honor phones for Huawei, is reportedly the lead candidate to buy the Honor brand, research and development, and supply chain management business. Other possible buyers include TCL and Xiaomi. If Honor is sold, it will no longer be subject to U.S. restrictions placed on Huawei. Microsoft's algorithms can caption images with better accuracy than humans, topping the NoCaps captioning benchmark. The captioning model will now be available through Azure Cognitive Services for any developer to use, as well as in Seeing AI, Microsoft's app for blind and visually impaired users. It will come to Microsoft Office apps later this year. The Oculus Quest 2 goes on sale Wednesday for $299. Those who pre-ordered should be receiving their headsets. Oculus Quest 2 is lighter and more powerful than the previous model with a higher resolution screen, though it does require a Facebook account to log in. Verizon announced the launch of its nationwide 5G network in the United States. Verizon operates a faster millimeter wave 5G service in a few cities, but its nationwide 5G will use the sub-6 gigahertz spectrum. Verizon calls its millimeter wave service ultra-wideband, which should not be confused with the short-range service for connecting devices that is also called ultra-wideband. Spotify is testing a podcast format that will allow full music tracks without having to obtain licensing separate from Spotify's service. Spotify will let creators make music podcasts in its Anchor podcast creation tool, including the songs. Anchor creators in the US, UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland will have access to the feature. The shows can only be played on Spotify, though, and only Spotify Premium subscribers will hear the full tracks. Dropbox announced Tuesday it's making remote work permanent for most of its employees. The company will set up Dropbox Studios, what it calls the physical locations it will have in San Francisco, Seattle, Austin, and Dublin, where employees can come in to meet in person when they need or want to. The studios will not be set up, however, until it is safe to do so. Finally, the New York State Department of Financial Services concluded that Twitter let itself be fooled by a simple social engineering tech this summer and called for an oversight council to monitor and supervise the security practices of social media platforms. The report points out that heavily regulated cryptocurrency companies affected by the Twitter hack were quick to block transfers caused by the attackers. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe at dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.